fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Steve Ben-Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. Dave Hodges had an appointment he had to get to, so he had to leave us. So good morning, Steve. You're on mute, Steve. Steve, you're on mute. There we go.
Okay, now we got her off mute. Good there morning, John.
All right. Well, good morning. We've been covering a lot of territory. Steve, I sent you a private text message seeing if you might happen to have, before I get to your response, I got a quick update, breaking news. My wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, just spoke to a RN who works for the OBGYN department of a local hospital. And she's being laid off, quote unquote, because there's no more babies being born. No more babies being born. So think about that a little bit. And with that, Steve, what updates, if any, do you have regarding the clot shot in Israel, sir?
I'm not quite ready. We'll have to do it next week, but I am getting more information in. There is a group that I am actually getting involved with there in Israel, those that are injured. And, of course the group, everything is in Hebrew, so it wouldn't do much good to tell much people how to get through to the group because nobody would understand it. But I'm going to go through and translate some of the information that they have as well. And next week, we can go much deeper into that issue there. And I'm hoping to actually get to speak with them directly through an interview. That's being set up for me as well by a good friend of mine, Lior, who's an Israeli journalist that kind of connected me with them. So next week, we will be able to get deeper into that subject.
Okay, well, I look forward to it. Well, I know you're in briefings frequently, and what other updates do you have for it, Steve?
One of the things, John, that has been going on is that the U.S. and or NATO as a whole, I've been told, have been trying to push Russia to see what type of technology that they are using. And that is seemingly is starting to pay off. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing when I say it's starting to pay off. But they are, Russia is sending in to the battlefield now a remote control type of tank that they use, and with great success thus far. And of course the U.S. Or NATO, they're trying to get everything rushed in as well on our end to try to make a counteroffensive, because as of right now, and I think I may have mentioned this last week, they're only giving Ukraine 30 days to survive before it's a complete collapse. Murad Gazdiev, he's a Russian journalist. He's an RT journalist. I actually know Murad, and I was watching some of his reporting that he did just recently on the battlefield. He's on the front lines there, and it is unbelievable, the devastation. And I actually asked about his coverage, because he was even saying that Ukraine just keeps dumping troops in there, and he said it's nothing but a meat grinder, and he said he doesn't understand why they don't stop this. There's one thing too, John, I'd like to mention. I don't have a lot of voice today.
You don't.
Is that I had reported several months back that in one of the briefings that I was in, they had discussed how that Russia, specifically President Putin, had constantly then and even still continues to try to get Ukraine to come to the negotiating table and bring this war to an end. Early on in the conflict, Zelensky actually had agreed to sit down and was willing, and said it to Putin, that he was willing to even concede the Luhansk Donetsk region, allow them to become an autonomous area there. And so they were working to put this meeting together. And of course, we stepped in and flat out told him, you're not having this meeting, and there is not going to be a ceasefire on this battlefield. Now, this is supposedly an independent nation being told by the United States, which they'll just throw it under the guise of NATO, saying that you're not allowed to have peace. We're going to have this war. And I know that a lot of people just thought this was nuts when I said it. It's like, oh, this is not true. That's just a far story. Well, Naftali Bennett, the former prime minister of Israel, just came out in an interview in Israel the other day, and I think they published it in English as well, and he actually cited almost verbatim the very things that I'd already said. He said that Zelensky and Putin were actually scheduled to have a meeting. Zelensky was willing to concede and to bring the war to an end and concede to some of Russia's request. And the interviewer asked, so what happened? And he said, well, the West stepped in and said, no, you're not going to do it. Now, the reason why Naftali Bennett knew about it was because he was actually the guy that was trying to work out that meeting details between Putin and Zelensky. And so I just found it interesting that he actually came out and confirmed that very information. So, and of course, I'm constantly told it's a distraction. The war is a distraction. Not only is it a distraction, but it's also much like, I believe it was back during World War II, one of the things that they were able to do is to determine technology on both sides. You know, so some of these battlefields, they just want to see what the other guy's got before they're going to have to deal with them. And China and Russia also want to see what the U.S. has. That's one reason why they sent in low-grade equipment, because they figured they could draw our hand, and they did. We did step in there. We started pouring in everything. Every time Biden was approving sending in a new type of weapon, new type of technology. Like we, before the whole issue of drones came up, we sent in the our kamikaze drones that we have. But they never told this to the American public. Biden approved it. The reason I know about it was because I know one of the advisors that was jumping up and down with the Joint Chiefs saying, why do you keep doing this? Every time you guys keep sending our technology in, we already know, we've intercepted the intel. Russia's sharing our technology and our capabilities with China, and we're just giving away our hand for a battle that we're going to be faced with in the near future when it comes to Taiwan and China. So, you know, this is really nuts. And I'm going to pause for a minute, John, but I do have something that just came to my mind, or I just thought about, that really needs to be said. And this was something that was in a meeting just a couple of days ago. So I'm going to catch a breath here, and then we'll go into
Okay, we'll take your breath, and we'll come back to you in a moment. Well, as always, Jeff, Steve brings a lot of new information to the table, doesn't he, sir?
Well, I saw the news on Breitbart about the former Israeli leader talking about, now this was earlier in the war, that there was an attempt to broker peace. Now, I know somebody that they chose as an intermediary in this peace deal. So I only know what he told me, and it's a little bit different than the Israeli prime minister saying. But I can't say why. And of course, that was months and months ago. So it's, and I'm not, you know, I'm not sure why it's so important right now. Russia clearly, you know, since that time is officially annexed four oblasts or regions of Ukraine. And the war is continuing. I don't think, besides, I don't think in terms of public opinion, any president of Ukraine could have negotiated away their territory, not what Russia was claiming. And when Putin invaded Ukraine, he said that there is no Ukraine. Ukrainians are Russians, and it's just a part of Russia. And then they were not just attacking the eastern part. They were attacking the whole thing. They were trying to surround Kiev. So I think we have to be careful about misrepresenting actual Russian goals, and actually the popular feeling in Ukraine that the government in Ukraine is beholden to the people who do not accept this. As far as NATO, some NATO countries like Poland at the beginning and Great Britain rushed to help. I talked to a guy the other day. You know, a month into the war, the U.S., the White House was not interested in helping. And the first batch of $5 billion, it was small arms ammunition, and the Ukrainians produced plenty of that for themselves. So there's been a lot of foot dragging by Washington. It's been Poland and Britain, not so much now, but and Sweden and other smaller countries that have been really pushing to help Ukraine with weapons. The Leopard tanks are coming mostly from Poland and Sweden right now, I understand. So,
all right. Steve, have you caught your breath?
Yes, there's a lot of the points I agree with Jeff on. And one thing I would say real quick, though, when it comes to the smaller nations being the ones that are up there first, there's a reason for that, too, Jeff. That has a lot to do with if we get more directly involved in early stages of this war, then, of course, that conflict broadens between direct conflict between the United States and Russia, which ultimately could lead to a nuclear disaster. And so besides the fact that, when I mention this about Poland, other smaller nations that were helping, that's still because the U.S. is the one funneling everything through there. We use a lot of subcontractors as well in order to have deniability. But Russia's not stupid. You know, even this idea that Ukraine has this ability to strike deep within Russia is totally not true. But we have ways to do it to where it looks that way. And so in a way, you know, that's just the nature of war. It's actually smart on the U.S.'s side because you don't want to get this bigger than necessary, and but at the same time, they have other purposes behind that. There's two things I'm going to get into, John, but I'll stop for a second in case Jeff wants to comment back on that.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
The other thing, and this is not, I don't think this has gone public as of yet, but Putin has threatened Finland more recently, mainly because of, and we know there's been threats all along because of Finland, Sweden wanting to enter into NATO, but he made a more direct threat because the fear that Finland has of what's going on in Ukraine. And of course, now that we've sent, you know, Germany and France sending in tanks, we're sending in tanks. They know too that Putin is only so long going to continue to keep this confined to Ukraine before he leashes out or lashes out and begins to broaden this war. I know in the in the Joint Chiefs, the latest AI scenario is that we will be full-blown World War III by November. And one of the scenarios of the AI system is, besides the fact that it's already predicted that Russia would strike the British Kingdom with a nuclear weapon, now they're saying that Russia will strike Germany with a nuclear weapon. But that, there again, that's the only probability. That's because of an AI system. There's no 100% guarantee. It's just the way the AI perceives the conflict. Now, with that being stated, Finland, the prime minister there, you know, they're just terrified. And so they're really wanting NATO's help, but Russia, Putin, we got to communicate directly. And he let them know straight up, if you begin to do like Ukraine and you're going to bring NATO in, we will invade your country and we will put a stop because we're not going to have NATO that close to our border. So that's a very serious issue that very well could escalate by the end of the year. I'm going to pause again, John, mainly because this next subject deals with the U.S. of something that's going on here that happens at the end of the year, but it's going to take a little bit of a turn. But it is part of the objective of them bringing down this nation, that the elite are trying to bring it down for this.
You need another break to get a drink of water there, Steve?
Oh, I'm okay on that. I didn't want to change the subject in case you want to have somebody else comment on this before we move on.
Well, Jeff, you have any response before we move on?
Yeah, well, I mean, Russia doesn't want Finland and Sweden to join NATO, and the stunt of burning a Koran in front of the Turkish embassy in Sweden has helped to get Sweden to block it. NATO is a consensus organization. Every one of the countries in NATO has to agree before something can be done. Not a very effective organization. It's mainly a defensive organization. So getting that many countries, you know, to agree is not easy. But Finland and Sweden are determined to join NATO, not because they want to commit some kind of aggression against Russia. There's no threat to Russia there. They want to be protected. They want the protection of being in NATO. And the fact that Russia is threatening those countries. I mean, imagine if you want to join some international organization and your neighbor says, no, I'll invade you if you, you know, that's pretty nasty just in itself. Russia has 11 time zones. They have the largest nuclear arsenal in the world. Nobody's going to invade them. They're not threatened by Finland. You know, it's ridiculous. But Russia is threatening other countries. They've invaded Georgia. They've invaded Ukraine now. They've threatened to invade all kinds of other countries. They're allied with China and North Korea and Iran. Nasty countries. They've invaded their neighbors. Anyway.
Well, we need about 10 Simo Hejas. He personally, individually, shot and killed more than 500 Soviet soldiers as a Finnish sniper in World War II. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. You want to protect your home and your car with the same equipment the Department of Defense uses against EMP. You can do that at thelibertyman.com. We have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and Steve Ben-Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. And let's see if we can squeeze this caller in before the bottom of the hour break, gentlemen. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen, to the roundtable, a well-rounded panel. Perhaps some of you were scouts when you were younger. Scouting supposedly rounds a guy out. I'm not asking any of you to admit whether you're rotund. Under full disclosure, I purchased 5 EMP shield devices from Steve because he was a distributor before John and probably needs the money. My question to you, Steve, about John the Baptist eating locusts in Matthew 3:4, perhaps fried in wild honey, from Leviticus 11:20-23, all flying insects are an abomination to eat except those that leap. Namely, the locust, the cricket, and the grasshopper. With the Bible full of types and anti-types, John the Baptist eating locusts prepared the world for the first coming of the Messiah. So, Steve, are the globalists counterfeiting by pushing edible insects as an anti-type to prepare the world for their antichrist?
Go ahead, Steve. You're on mute, Steve.
Sorry, I thought I'd hit the button. So that's very, I agree with the type and analogy that you're speaking about, but there is one thing, though, that you may not be aware of, and that is John didn't actually eat locust. The translation of that has kind of gotten messed up over the years. That we have a tree called, it's called a locust tree, and it puts out a bean, and that's actually what he was actually eating. It's like a bean, but it's called the locust tree, is what it is. And I forget now, it's been a long time since I looked at that, how that got mixed up in translation, but there was something, it was something to do with the translation. And for some reason they ended up putting it locust, but it's actually the beans, the locust tree, very common in Israel to this day. And the beans are very edible as well.
Thank you.
Okay. You're Thanks welcome. For the call, Sherman. Okay. You want to get started, Steve, on your next topic before the break here?
Yes. Go ahead. Let's go. I'm going to hit the first one because it's pretty quick. As we already know, Russia has used malware types of things in the power grid of Ukraine. But what's not been told publicly, I did it on our Patreon channel, but I haven't released it yet. And that is that Russia, we have found already in 20% of our power grid, a malware that Russia has put into our power grid system. Now, typically, not a big deal. We'd get it out of there, but we haven't checked all of our systems yet either. That's only 20%. But they have done such a sophisticated malware that we have yet to figure out how to remove it. So they don't even need to do an EMP strike. And by the way, God bless the brother for supporting what he did for us there. I appreciate that. But when it comes to the EMP, in this case here, Russia can just flick a button on a computer and shut our power grid down, which, by the way, we are anticipating some power grid failures in the middle of February. I didn't go into it at the time we were closing meeting, but they just dropped that on me there that's an issue. That's the one thing. Here comes the big one, John, and when we go on the break, we'll just finish on the other side. The other day, a good friend of mine was taking, I don't want to go into too much detail on that part there. We'll just say this here. He was at a medical facility there in Washington, D.C., and a man runs in from, he was a Spanish guy, runs inside the doctor's office, and I don't think that he realized where he was running into, but he runs in there and he's very frantic, and he's screaming and crying out that they're going to kill me. CIA is going to kill me. And so because he's in a medical facility, you know, the doctors and stuff, they come in there and they're like, what's going on with this guy? And he said, I need to contact the FBI. He said, I escaped the program. He says, but if they catch me, they'll kill me. And the more he began to say these things, the doctors just figured he was crazy. He was a lunatic. Well, they didn't realize that the guy that I know works for the CIA was sitting there in the room listening to what's going on. And he told me, he said, Steve, he says, the guy wasn't crazy. And he said, because as he goes more into it, he began to tell these doctors, he said, you don't understand. He said, I'm in a training program. The CIA has bussed a lot of us up here. We'll catch the break, John, and I'll
finish up. Continue this after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's lots there, life-saving information. If you're a parent or a grandparent, if you know parents and grandparents, you can save a life if you can help them to know they should not get the clot shot, the COVID-19 vaccination for their child. To educate yourself, go to my COVID section. At my COVID section, there's more than 200 articles and videos from world-class scientists and doctors that will help you educate yourself so you, in turn, can educate others to not get the clot shot. And, of course, products will help you achieve your goals also, such as the energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, what in the world are you waiting for? You can't do the things you love to do, go dancing with your honey, go for a walk in the park, play tennis, go for golfing, fishing, hunting, whatever it might be. Energy Cleaner will help the arthritis pain. If it doesn't, that's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. It's about 1% of the population doesn't get help. Details of for the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads go with it right there at my website where you can place your order with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is right there. Or call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Steve Ben Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. And Steve, you told me the story about the CIA guy in the doctor's office, and I found it very disturbing. Please continue.
Yes. So, and this is going to have, we're going to wrap it around with Israeli intelligence and also with a world economic intelligence as well on this story. But what happened is that as he was crying out in there, he was saying that they're being trained, that they have been, they're being bussed in, and they're making agreements, and they're using hallucinogenics, all types of drugs and stuff, kind of like the movie The Manchurian Candidate, where these guys didn't remember what happened to them. They were just, they had become, you know, pawns to where you could just turn them on or turn them off for a future type of project. Well, he said that they were being trained to raise up and to create a war within the United States, and basically like sleeper cells all over the country. Well, even though the doctors thought he was crazy and this man was terrified for his life, and they were basically working on getting him committed somewhere, he didn't know that there was an agent sitting in the room at that very moment. The agent did not know specifically about that program, but, and I'm probably butchering it the way I made it sound just now, but as he told me, he said, Steve, he said, I can certainly believe it to be true. He said, we do things like this. He said, I'm very much aware of those type projects that go on. And he said the information that he was saying, he said, lined up. He said, so, and he said, not to mention, I already know that the globalists are wanting to bring the United States down. So he said that everything lined up with what he was saying. He said, there was no reason to doubt his information to be accurate. He said, but I could not approach him. I could not divulge my own identity in this office with this man and what he was going through. He said, but he said, the plans are already in the work to bring this nation down. He says one of the reasons why, he said the elitists have been provoking Russia. They're trying to get Russia to use a nuke on the nation. He said, we don't need an all out war, a full blown war. We just need to cripple the country to where you can get the people so fearful that they will accept this New World Order initiative. And to top that off, John, just to show the other side of this, I'm speaking to a good friend of mine in Israeli intelligence, and he says to me, he said, Steve, he says, we are actually working directly with China and Russia right now to bring down Taiwan. And I said, Israel is working with them to bring Taiwan down? I said, you got to be kidding me. He says, no, I'm not kidding you. I said, but why would Israel get involved? He says, because we know that Taiwan will destroy the U.S. economy. And he said, and we need the U.S. to be on board with the New World Order. He says, because Israel will be the head of the New World Order, which I already knew that anyway. And he said, so therefore, we've got to bring the U.S. down economically, and Taiwan is the real key to that. Well, then I have a good friend of mine that is also... in the intel side, but he's an economist, like world class. And he sent to me a message and he said, I saw where you mentioned about Israel working with China and Russia to bring down Taiwan. He said, I am aware of that, of what's going on there. And he said, it has to do with the digital currency. He said, the New World Order is going to have the digital currency. And he says, the very thing that they're using on Taiwan, he said, is a program that I actually helped develop. And he says, and what that program will initially do, he says, now the thing is, he said, they don't have the right program. And he said, and I never would divulge the entire information. He said, but what it does bring a country down economically. And he says, and when it does, he said, you can basically transfer the wealth of that country to another entity altogether. He said, in this case here, Israel wants to make sure that they're the benefactor of that. He said, but again, it's all part of this new world order scheme. I'll stop at that.
Well, the wealth of any country is the following: mines, factories, and farms. That's the wealth of any country. And did you misspoke yourself when you said that Taiwan would destroy the U.S. economy? Did you mean China?
Well, what I mean by that is not that is the fact that Taiwan, the collapse of Taiwan as a nation would, as it was put to me from one of the meetings in Washington, and this is when they were discussing about defending Taiwan, they said, because if Taiwan falls, it will cause us to go into a depression here in
okay,
this country.
All right.
No, that's what I meant to say as far as.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for the clarification. We got a caller on hold, gentlemen. We got Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr. Oh, Murr's gone. Okay. Leon, you've been very patient listening to Steve's updates here. What's your response, sir? Leon, you're on mute, Leon.
Can you hear me?
Now we can. Go ahead. Your response okay. to Steve's comments here, sir.
Yes. When you think about it biblically, how, you know, the Antichrist is going to show his face, and the importance of how Israel, you know, all countries are going to come against Israel in the Gog and Magog war. So if what Steve is saying is correct, you know, for them to have that kind of animosity from the entire world would make sense why that would be the New World Order capital. And obviously, if he wants to say he's the Messiah, the anti-Messiah, then what's going to happen is it makes all the sense in the world and why everything would be directed to Jerusalem. And so I agree with that. You know, some of the things that we hear and in his contacts nationwide and worldwide are very, very sound and very accurate. So, yes, it does make a lot of sense in the regard that as much as I love being in the country, you know, I don't like how the Ashkenazi Jews have messed up the country and how they supplanted the real Hebrews and Israelites. And so, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. All I can do is just hope and pray for the for God's will to be done as soon as possible. And as always, we just have to focus on Him, because everything else is just circumstance, and it's all according to His plan. So that's what I'd like to input.
Okay. Jeff, your response, if any, to Steve's comments here.
well, now I've forgotten what the comments were because there's been so much in between. what could you remind me? What?
Okay, well, let's let you consolidate your thoughts while we go back to Steve. You got a response for Leon's comments there, Steve?
Yes, I do. One thing I wanted to say, Leon, because I so appreciate Leon's perspective on things here. When we look at the scripture about all the nations come against Israel, you know, I've always looked at it more in the past, and I'm sure, Leon, you probably are the same. We look at the political nation of Israel, but I am beginning to wonder if it's not really that they're coming against the true Israel. In other words, those that really do love, you know, the Heavenly Father with all their heart, that are Israelites. I mean, of course, I know that what we're looking at, when we look at the battle itself. But in that regards there, for example, when I say this, the reason why I say that is because, as you mentioned, Leon, the Ashkenazi faction here in the U.S. that has supplanted not just the U.S. but every country in the world for that matter. And it doesn't make all Ashkenazi Jewish people bad by no means either. But what it is the ones that are doing all this craziness, even to our nation, is this elite group. And yet, that's, and I always try to tell people in my own broadcast, don't let that reflect on Jewish people that have a good heart, that, you know, and I don't say they have to be believers. I'm not trying to make it look like that. But in other words, they just have a good heart and they want good for the world. They're not interested in all this nonsense and control of the entire planet. But it's just something I just want to throw in there.
I agree with you, Steve. Thank you.
Okay, let's check our next caller here. We got Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Thank you very much, John and Jeff and everybody. I appreciate it. Actually, I think it was about 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday on 1A on NPR, they actually covered the Havana Syndrome. Too bad the guy didn't run into whatever unit that is at Walter Reed in Bethesda. Maybe somebody would have listened to him, though they've actually been discounting that for how many years, saying, well, it could have been a pesticator in the wall. No, we're going to be living in the giant pesticator. The other thing is about geofencing. You know, that works both ways, and I doubt it has anything to do with advertising. It has a little. I mean, there's money-making going on, but that's not really the big plan. All we have to do is open our eyes and see what's going on. But to not play in Satan's litter box, we need to not play with his toys. And that means to limit the use of the Internet and smartphones, because if we don't give that up, and I don't know how, with the whole 90% of the world or something using a smartphone, it seems. I mean, it's like we're going to have no choice. I mean, people have already given up free will in a lot of ways. They're totally addicted to their phones. They're being manipulated. And the other thing is about Gog and Magog. I think that is after Satan's released from his pit. So I don't think that I think Israel's up to no good now. And I'm not anti-Semitic. I actually am anti-Zionist. The uprisings and demonstrations, I mean, even with Israelis, with what Netanyahu's doing with their Supreme Court is wrong. And the way they treat Palestinians has always been wrong. And I've never understood how anybody says Israel is a democracy. I mean, yeah, the kind of democracy where, you know, the majority rules, you know, that's it. Because, you know, poor Palestinians have to drive through checkpoints and things like that. And then when it comes to the poor people with the earthquakes, I know we sent a team from Virginia to go help. But, I mean, there's probably going to be 7,000 people at least that are dead. They've only discovered 3,000 as of now. I mean, that's a mess. And how is anybody getting into Syria? The one route they're allowed to get in is cut off. So what happens to those poor people? You know, when it comes to a disaster, we're not enemies. We're humans. We're people. We care. And we care about people that are being targeted and surveilled electronically. It's like Aaron Alexis at the Naval Yard. I mean, any stoop could have just pulled their car up to the fence and jumped over that wrought iron fence. It wasn't electrified or anything. How the guy, you know, and he had already asked for help the same way. You know, crazy people don't usually walk in and say, I'm hearing voices, people are stalking me. You know, I mean, because they know they're crazy. He wasn't crazy. He was being targeted. And he was, and he's dead.
Okay. Anything else, Lynn? I'm going to get some response.
No, I think that pretty much did it. Thanks for letting me rant.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, Steve, you wrote a comment here. Wow, great caller. Go ahead, Steve, your comments.
Well, you know, I so appreciate the balance that Lynn brought on this subject here because, you know, I was born to a Jewish family. My wife the same, although we weren't practicing more secular Jewish family, but I've got extended family that are rabbis and stuff like that. But the thing is, it's so true, though. There is such a divide, and Netanyahu, the caller's right. Israel's not a democracy. It never has been. It's a theocracy. and it was not a theocracy yet, but this is what Netanyahu is trying to form as a theocracy. So let me just say this. He will be successful. I know there's a lot of people think that he won't, but he will be. And this is what you have to understand why I say this. Because in order to have a new world order, one of the things is that the belief that the law will come out of Jerusalem, which in my opinion was fulfilled through Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. But in modern Zionism, which I liked what she said, she was against Zionism, and that's what I'm against as well. It's not against the Jewish people or anything like that. But in this movement of Zionism, they're saying that Israel, the law is going to come out of Israel, and therefore they have to become head of the New World Order in order to govern the entire planet.
Okay. We have our last break. We'll get our summaries. We're not going to take any more calls. We have our summaries from our panel after the break.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
gentlemen, we're back. Time for our summary. 1 minute each, gentlemen. I'll begin with Leon, go to Jeff, and then Steve. Go ahead, Leon, with your summary, please, for the day.
Yes, John, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, so, you know, when you were talking about being a sheepdog, you know, I have the same sentiment. There's, I'll use my skills both in that and medical, but across the board, I want to know how to use night vision and thermal. I'm doing training on that long range, but also making something as simple as making your own butter and ghee that doesn't require refrigeration. And so my attitude is that, hey, I want to learn as much as I can, as fast as I can. And I want to apply those skills. So right now I have 120 chickens, and I'm going to start hatching another 50 or more. So be broad-based, but prepare and learn how to be self-sufficient, because that's what we need in the future. It's great to have the knowledge about the geopolitics, but if you have no food, that's going to be all poppycock. So that's my sentiment. Thanks, sir.
Roger that. Thank you. Thank you, Leon. Jeff, your summary, please.
Yeah, well, I would say if you don't have any community, if your country, if you don't have a coherent idea of your country, you're not going to survive if you're sitting on a big pile of food, because your neighbors are going to come and get you and they're going to barbecue you. So you have to be part of a community. You got to be part of a nation. And you can't survive as a neighborhood, because how many nuclear weapons does your neighborhood have? You have to be a nuclear power. United States is the nuclear power that holds up the whole Western world. If we weren't there, Russia and China would dominate the world. What's really confusing to me is how so many people think that would be an okay thing, because America's so evil. And I don't, you know, America's got problems, but we have a constitution. And we're trying to straighten out our problems. If we don't straighten out our problems here, there isn't going to be any future for anybody, no matter how many survival skills you have.
Roger
because
that.
The powers and the organizations that make the powers are so strong, they can find you anywhere, and they can kill you and take your stuff wherever you are. So politics and geopolitics, it's important, it turns out.
Absolutely. Steve, your summary, please.
Well, true what Jeff says there, and America, for all the bad that we have that goes on, is still the greatest nation on the planet, and wouldn't want to live in any other nation there. Definitely would not want to live in communist Russia or China, for that matter. And as Jeff pointed out, I'll make the same thought he said there. You know, if you're sitting on a pile of food, they'll come after you. I mean, think about it. That goes down to the local community type of situation, but that's also on the global scale as well. When these nations want something, they go and take it.
That's right. Steve, thank you. Jeff, Leon, thank you very much.
That's
it for the day. Thank you, gentlemen. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now why you can your firearms ammunition never, ever get done. It's a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful day in Missouri. The lovely large state of Texas. Lord, please, God bless the United States.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.